I can go ahead and call it to order here. It's 5:02 on August 24th, 2021. This is the meeting of the Village of River Forest Local Ethics Commission that's happening today via telephonically in accordance with the governor's emergency order and the adjustments that's made to the Open Meetings Act. Calling the roll, Chair Daly.
Here.
And Commissioner Ignofo. Yeah. And Commissioner Sinnott is absent at the moment, but we do have a quorum. On item two, I would note, Chair Daly, that there's no citizens present in the room here at Village Hall or on the line, and I have not received any written public comment. And then the next item on the agenda is just introductions.
Hi, I'm Peggy.
I'm Greg.
Nice to meet you, Greg.
I can give you guys a little bit about my background. I'm John Pape. I'm the assistant to the village administrator. And as far as commissions go, my duties are also with the Historic Preservation Commission. But then I do all sorts of things here at Village Hall. I do a lot of our communications. I work with our IT department to manage those efforts. And then all sorts of duties is assigned for the Village Board of Trustees and the village administrator. So I've been with the village for about 6 years.
Fantastic. Very nice to meet you.
You as well.
Looking forward to working with you. Mm-hmm. My background, I'm an attorney. I was previously served on the as chair of the Cook County Board of Ethics. And Kathy Aducci approached me and asked me if I would be interested in helping draft a code of ethics for the village, which I thought was a great idea. And I said I would be more than happy to do so. And so she asked me to apply for the board, and I did. That is why I am here. I'm actually thrilled. I think it's just it's a really great thing to have a written code. It's very helpful in terms of guidelines for all the municipal employees, and it's good government and all of those other good things. She's asked me to help get that ushered through, and so that's the request, and I'm delighted to be here to help with that, and to get everybody else's good feedback. Certainly, the one we did for Cook County is not applicable to the village. It's going to need a lot of tweaking.
Fair enough.
Likewise, Greg here. Likewise, I'm an attorney by background. I'm a litigation trial attorney. I have not had the fortune of having any experience doing this kind of work with any municipality, but I know Kathy loosely, and she asked me if I'd be interested in helping out. I, of course, said I'd be glad to do it, and I'm happy to put my efforts into, helping bring something together and thankful for Peggy's lead on this.
Well, I can say that, maybe we can put that, we'll talk about it in new business, I guess, is the appropriate way. So I think that's our intros, right?
Yep. Yeah. Like I said, I put old business on the agenda. I did look through some documents. It looks like this commission hasn't really met since like the year 2000. So I looked through meeting materials.
Nothing but good government going on then.
Certainly per code. I mean, it's a body that meets as needed, and I'm not, I'm just not sure that the service has been needed, but I looked through some things, and that's the most recent I can add. So I wasn't going to bother to bring you minutes from the last meeting in March of 2000. I didn't think that made a whole lot of sense to approve those.
We'll take it by events, no doubt.
So in some ways, we're starting fresh here tonight.
Well, I think that's great. And, there really isn't going to be a need, I would think, after we can get this done. And I'll need some help from you in terms of what the protocol is with the village. Because my experience, with Cook County is not going to, it's not going to be the same.
Yeah.
And I have zero experience. This is my first experience in terms of working on any of the village boards. So I'm certainly going to need some guidance on that.
Yeah, and Chair Daly, I think it might be appropriate for maybe yourself and I to meet with the village attorney, have a call just to talk, briefly about where we're going to kind of start on those things. And that'll probably give us a jumping off point.
That's a great idea. I'm delighted to do that. I'm familiar with the FOIA laws. I'm familiar with the sunshine laws. So, you know, and I'm a big proponent of good government and transparent government and all those good things. So I'm sure we'll all get to the right place. So there is no old business. So that's in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, exactly.
So is new business then?
Yeah.
Okay. New business is the desire to get a written code of ethics for the village. And those codes typically have a number of provisions in them. Typically, I'm looking at basically ethical standards for elected and appointed officials. Talks about conflict of interest. We'll talk about, want to put in a sexual harassment provision. There are a gift provision, what's acceptable, what's not. But it's fairly robust. The one that we did for Cook County, that took us a really long time to get it to the point where it was then presented to the Board of Commissioners. Because you have to think through all of these provisions and see what makes sense. The one that we did for Cook County, I can tell you, we spent probably 9 months and we hired an intern to review all of the codes of ethics for similarly sized entities. And so that we were really getting best practices. The village is not Cook County. it's a much different governmental organization in size and function, et cetera. I took a stab at trying to right size this code, but there's still quite a lot in here. And there's going to have to be some really robust discussion about what makes sense. I told you, I haven't had much experience with the village. So there may be things in here that are just completely inapplicable because I just don't know that's the case. But I think it's a good starting off point. It's one that was very well vetted and thought through. And so once we figure out the right way to communicate that so that we can start reviewing it and revising it, right sizing it, I think that it'll be really useful. The process that we did with Cook County was we finally got it to the point with the board where we had revised it and revised it and revised it, and we were all happy with it. We voted on it. We then posted it up on the website for review for a period of for commentary, and then once that came back, it was then sent off with a recommendation to that it be passed to the commissioners. Where it then died. it didn't happen with the city. City of Chicago passed a very robust ethics code probably 2 years ago. It's right after the Mayor Lightfoot came in. So it can be done. And I know that right now this is a result of the fact that the village wants this. Once we sent it up to the commission, the Board of Commissioners, it's kind of out of your hands. You're just saying, okay, here's what we think. And then I assume it would be the same thing here with the trustees. They can edit it. It would be reviewed. We would need to know, for example, at what stage village attorneys want to be involved for review. I would want them involved as much as possible because they absolutely have all of the background on the village and how things work, which I certainly do not. So we'll need to figure out, how and when, and what's the appropriateness of their input, when, timing, all that stuff, but it's certainly welcome. And I'll just need to get some guidance on that from them.
Yeah. And I think that meeting will be a good jumping off point too. I would say, I'm not sure to what extent either of you are familiar with the ethics chapter of the village code. Certainly not something I reference tons and tons, but that's really what the village's current code of ethics is that chapter within the village code. So I'll point you guys to that. You know, it's a village.
I looked at it earlier today. There was more to it than I expected there to be.
Mm-hmm. I haven't even seen it. You know, when Kathy was talking to me about this, I just said, well, I'll take what we had with Cook County and see what I can do to carve it up and slice it up so that it makes sense. But that was, as I told you, you know, kind of in a vacuum. And that's where this sits. And it's probably at this point too complicated and it needs some revision. It's going to need some historical perspective. It's going to need some folks to input that have experience with the actual operations of the village, which isn't me.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. That all makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So all great minds sitting together can get to a really good place. I think some of the big issues are conflicts. You know, historically, that's always been a problem, not here, but other places where, you know, you've got elected and appointed officials with business interests that they're voting on or they're dealing with. You know, a lot of times it tends to be real estate developers, what have you. In Cook County, you know, the big problems was real estate lawyers, and all that kind of lobbying and so forth that we're trying to address. So I don't really know where the big conflicts come in, potential conflicts. I would assume, you know, real estate development is certainly one of them, but just by the nature of the fact that all villages have to deal with that, it's not a River Forest thing, it's just an everybody thing. So we'll have to kind of talk about, I'd love to get some historical perspective about where there have been claims of conflict in the past or issues, whiffs of it, whatever, things that we're going to want to address. So that, to me, that's sort of the biggest issue. So that you're not, you know, you're representing not your own interests, but you're representing those of the citizens of the village. So that's the biggest thing, but we can all, you know, address those things. And there's a gift ban. Those things tend to be, you have to come up with a right number for that because you want to be able to go out and have lunch with somebody, but you don't want to be given Sox playoff tickets, you know, by a real estate developer. That's a bad idea. So those kinds of things. They'll all be addressed, I think, at one point or another in this draft. And I certainly want to look at what's there already because I drafted this without even knowing there was anything.
Yep. I'll send that to the whole commission just as a follow-up so you guys can take a look at that. And then I'll reach out to the village attorney and loop you in, Chair Daly. That way we can, the three of us, I think, can chat to determine a couple of these starting off points.
Yeah. I mean, I would think that I probably want to get the lawyers input pretty quickly just because they said I'm coming at it with like zero experience in terms of what the village operation
is.
So, you know, why spend a lot of time on some provision that isn't applicable or that, you know, it's useful.
And I'm sure there'll be a good resource for us too. The attorney that we'll use for a matter like this is Greg Smith, and he's with the firm Kleinthorpe Jenkins that does a ton of municipal work. And so they're going to have a lot of resources from his other clients, but also, you know, his colleagues and partners, other clients that have done things in other municipalities, and that'll be a resource for us for sure.
Well, I think we can all be really thrilled about the fact that this is coming from, you know, Kathy and the higher ups, that they want this, which is fantastic. I applaud them very much about wanting to make the current code a little more robust and so forth. So that's in everybody's best interest, which is just fantastic. So I'm sure we'll get to the right place.
Yeah, a good review of kind of what's out there, what we know from other things, your guys' experience. I think it'll be good.
Yeah, great. Awesome. So when should we like put on a calendar to have another meeting? How long do you think it'll take for us to
you know,
how to distribute this, and then, you know, obviously have a time to look at it and digest it.
Exactly. And I think that, you know, if we want to meet on a monthly, you know, cadence, that makes a lot of sense. You know, unless you guys think you want to do something different.
I'm happy to do that. I think that makes sense. I'm gone from the 3rd to the 13th in October. That's the only big gap that I've got. But other than that, I'm around. Yeah. And pretty flexible for the last year and a half since I've been working here.
You know, it's like this is the fourth Tuesday we could look at again.
Yeah.
You know, which would be September 28th. Gives us almost 5 weeks because of how the dates fall.
Yeah, that works great for me.
That week, okay.
When you send out the Zoom, can you send that as an invite? Like a calendar invite?
I will. That doesn't work for Greg though. So what if we called it the third Tuesday instead, which would make it September 21st? Does that look better?
That's fine for me too.
All right. So I'll put it on for 5 p.m. again on the 21st. And you guys are obviously still you know, we're have this flexibility with Open Meetings Act on Zoom for now. It's not something that I expect to come to a quick end here. So you guys are welcome to join in person. I'll be here just in case anybody wants to show up. You guys are welcome to join me here or over Zoom.
I had a house full of little kids, so I have room over here.
My little kid is 6'5", so.
Yeah. I've got 11, 9, and 6, and they all of them had friends over. So.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, mine are 21 and 19. Although when we were little, I used to pretend when I would work from home, we have an office to the side, I would pretend that I was leaving and then I would sneak back in the side door.
I will, I'll absolutely do that. I'll send that out as a Zoom invite. And then closer to the meeting, I'll get an agenda posted with everything. So we'll chat about that.
Great. And I have the document that I'm looking at it now, and the last version of this I have is, I didn't even accept changes on it. It's all these kind of notes for Kathy. So what I'll do is I will clean that up. And then when you tell me how to get it distributed, you know,
yeah,
I will do it the way you tell me to do it.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. You know, like I said, this gives us enough time to meet with the village attorney in between. And then, you know, we'll kind of have a little jumping off point for that.
There's lots of very reasonable ways to approach it, then I'm, you know, I don't have an extra grind one way or the other, whatever makes everybody makes sense for me.
Okay.
But, you know, at the end of the day, whatever we come up with will be something that becomes business that's discussed, and it will have to be a part of the public record. And I would assume that we probably would follow a similar process by which we would post it up for public commentary. Mm-hmm. So, you know, whether that happens, you know, whether it's the sausage factory everybody gets to see, or whether, you know, that's later on, it doesn't matter because the transparency is there either way.
Good. Excellent. All righty. Well, thank you so much, Chair Daly. Oh,
thank you. Looking forward to working with you.
Yeah, you guys as well. Thank you as well. All right. There's going to be two of you. So one of you guys is going to motion to adjourn here, and the other is going to second it.
I motion we adjourn.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye. Certainly aye.
5:21. Thank you guys so much.